Hello, friends. Welcome in. Shocking development in the world of Eric Zane. I have apparently, well, I guess I'm not 100%, failed miserably in trying to assist a fellow podcaster. That would be one Greg Henson. We talked about it yesterday on the show that Greg is following the Eric Zane plan of career decline. And after losing his radio job in Grand Rapids, he's into podcasting. So I said, well, I will come over and help. Okay. I'm concerned as I watch the live stream. Are there sound issues? Because if someone yells pizza in the chat, that usually means there's some type of problem. Long story as to why that is. I'm hopeful that there's no problem. I mean, occasionally these bits of nonsense pop up from time to time on the live stream. All right. Thank God. I'm getting some reports that it's all good. Fucking Nick, the electrician, says that there was a problem. Clown of Carnage says there was music playing, but it appears good. Yeah, it's fine. What the fuck are you guys talking about? There's music playing. You know, we might have a scenario where this happens a lot, where I'll be podcasting and then people will have, like, something will sound weird or whatever. And then their first inclination is to turn around and say, oh, what are you doing, EZ? Nick says, it was your intro music. Well, yeah, you dumb fuck. I was playing the intro. When it says show starting and you hear the music, that's what it does. It's done that for 7 years. And then when I put the camera on me, then it's time to start talking. Oh, yeah, but it didn't go away quick enough. Just fucking relax. Oh, my God. Matt says, it is never EZ's fault, you stupid dirt fucks. The intro music was skipping. No, it wasn't. It's in your head, okay? Just relax. Jesus. The intro music was stroking out. Yeah, it's not on my end. If you fucking idiots would go ahead and, all right, hey, there's a problem. I think the first step in the troubleshooting, you know what it needs to be? Restart on your end. The first step is always, all right, let's yell at EZ. It's his fault. Oh, my God. All right, now that we got that out of the way, local fuckface Greg Henson started his podcasting career with the assist of EZ last night, and it was a complete catastrophe. From what I understand, he used the mic setup, and it sounded like shit.
What?
So I'm talking on the podcast, and it seems that it was operator error. It was your fault last night, the mic problem.
Why? I didn't do anything.
Well, it couldn't have been me. It had to be you.
No, it's you. You fucked up. Well, my question is it the mic or that little red box?
I don't know, man. It worked great for me for years, just because I think you might have fucked something up.
I didn't touch anything, brother. I went in and even made sure it was the right mic selected, the whole nine yards. I think you just gave me shitty equipment to sabotage me.
That is bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
It is bullshit, goddammit. All right, I'm coming over, and I will troubleshoot, and I will fix this.
Well, you should have done it right the first time.
Oh, you're one of those, huh? You're one of those. What are you? Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is the kind of shit that got guys like you and I in radio to begin with. We're dumb fucks.
Yeah. Did you ever have the moment in radio when there was like a technical issue, and then it didn't matter who the engineer was, when the engineer got involved, his part of his job was not only to fix it, but to make you feel like a dumb fuck?
Oh, every time. Although we had this one engineer, whenever anything wrong, he would just say, reboot it.
Oh, yeah.
That was his standard line on everything. Yeah, they like to make you feel like shit, even though that's not our job. Like, I'm looking at buttons, EZ, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is. EZ fucked it up. On purpose.
It's so embarrassing. Oh, my God. I'm shit. Oh, fuck.
Dude, we laughed very hard at it, though.
Yeah, I thought I was all like, oh, I saved the day, and it was a disaster. Oh.
And then you come in the chat room.
Yeah, I came on there and I noticed you weren't using the gear, and I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? And then Walters was doing it was a very serious discussion. Like, I got in and you guys were talking about Brian Koberger.
Oh yeah.
And then you followed that up with a story about some guy who killed his kid in a hot car. Jesus.
I know. I don't know how it got to that, but it did.
I was like, holy shit, what have I stumbled into here?
By the way, it's TDC Podcast on Patreon.
Oh, shit, here we go. You know, when people are watching on YouTube, they can give you money.
I know, they do, Super Chats.
Yeah, I saw that. I tried to give one, but I don't think my account is hooked up. I tried to give you 10 bucks.
Or you're broke.
Yeah, that too. All right, that's it. Back to the drawing board.
But I don't know. Again, I don't know if it was the mic or what. I have no idea. I mean, I'm just not literate in that kind of stuff.
I will troubleshoot. Badger in my chat says, this guy is annoying. No wonder he was fired.
Yeah, well, that's pleasant. Thank you, Badger.
Yeah, what is that? What is that all about?
Really? That's karma will get you ass cancer, my friend.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you.
Is there something wrong with that?
No.
Speechless?
No. I love it. I remember.
You know what I mean?
I was doing in my head the math. It was spring of 1998 when I first crossed eyes. You and I crossed paths, I should say. You had called me and said, hey, that's a pretty funny bit when you call up hockey players and get them up out of bed. Will you come do that on my radio station? And that's when I was so excited. That was the first time I had ever been, anyone had ever called me about a radio job outside of my first job.
We used to go seek out talented people.
I know
then
it.
We just hired the cheapest guy.
You had a very, very, like that radio station, the AM radio station, 1130 in Detroit, The Fan. It was nothing, absolutely nothing when you got in there. How did that come about that you started working at that station?
Well, I was there from day one, but I wasn't in charge. I was just producing Stoney and Parker and Stoney's show. And then the lady who hired us all left. And so she left and I got promoted to PD and I said, let's let it rip. You know, I mean,
it was great.
So we went out, we got some funny guys. And then, you know, basically we had a general manager named Peter Conley who said, you got it 6 months. You got to fix this thing. And we just went for it. It was, you know, it was great.
It was
something you don't normally get in radio.
No, it was remarkable because I remember listening to 1130. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is great. On the AM dial. And it just was an immediate winner with Jamie and Greg and Stoney and Wojo. And you had fucking Art Regner and the book, Pat Caputo. I mean, it was fucking great.
Everyone who was anyone in sports radio was on that station.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dave Pasch, who now does Arizona Cardinals on ESPN, was there.
Jamie Morris, the old Michigan Wolverine.
Yeah, he did some stuff with us.
And then you guys used to get in trouble with all the sports teams because you'd fuck with them. And so...
Well,
That was great.
We did a bit about William Clay Ford where he was always drunk. He'd call up and he'd be like, "What's up, Baldo?" And he'd just make fun of us. And the Lions didn't like it, and they pulled Ford dealer money from us. Yeah, that's great.
That's when you know you're doing something right.
Well, and the Illiches pulled money on me when I said I hated Comerica Park because it was a minor league ballpark. They hated that. But it was true.
Oh, shit.
True.
You have more balls than me because you would intentionally go out of your way to step in shit. I would just do it in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I like doing it.
I know.
But, you know, that's why the podcast is the way to go. I mean, because corporate radio, they're so afraid of their own shadows. They're run by idiot leftists like you. And and it's just not the way forward.
I agree with that sentiment. I am not a leftist, by the way, God damn it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're AOC with a dick.
No, I'm not, you asshole. I am fiscally conservative.
Daddy, I'm a liberal social.
Yes, liberal social. That's right in the middle.
Yeah, that's called the pussy party. Pick a side, take a stand, bitch.
That's ridiculous. I already said that my vote is up for sale in the next election.
I tried to sell mine, and I got called by the FBI.
Wait, what?
I got on the air one day in Detroit and said, I'm selling my vote to the highest bidder. And not the FBI. Somebody called about it and said, that's illegal. You got to stop talking about that right now.
Okay. I like how the story changes from the FBI to somebody called.
No, it was Bureau of Elections or some shit like that. Oh, the Secret Service came into our show one day. Fuck off. I beat you on that.
What did you do to get the Secret Service to show up?
That's what's funny. It was Jamie.
Rest in peace, Jamie Samuelson.
Well, the day after Bill Clinton's Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, he said, man, if he did this, he should be shot. So the Secret Service calls my GM. My GM comes over and goes, what did you say? I said, it was him.
It was Jamie, the nicest, probably probably the least offensive person on the planet has to sit down with the Secret Service. Oh, my God.
And a Clinton voter. You know, and it's funny because every time Clinton came to town after that, they had to know where he was.
Oh, my God. Where's Jamie Samuelson? Oh, God.
That poor guy. I felt terrible for him because he didn't. He meant it as a figure of speech. You know what I mean?
Right, right. But he should have known better. I mean, come on. Jamie's smart, dude, man.
Dude, we were all so young.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Now, the guy who said he doesn't like you now is saying that he takes it back. You have won him over in the span of 5 minutes. And then I've got another hillbilly who likes you because you're a Republican. So you are slowly but surely. Now tell them where they can hear you, Greg.
It's a TDC podcast. You can go to Patreon. Cancel your Eric Zane show, Patreon.
Yeah.
Put in patreon.com/TDC podcast. It's the TDC podcast everywhere. Used to be called the Detroit cast.
Right. But you changed it because you wanted like people from everywhere to listen.
Correct.
Yeah, because
you're a smart cookie.
If some guy in Phoenix sees it, he's not even going to click on it because he doesn't care
right.
about Detroit. You know?
Right. Exactly. And that's Mike did that. That was smart.
You know that was the OG offshoot Drew and Mike podcast. That was there. That was there before the Drew and Mike podcast.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mike's a gangster.
He's a pioneer. He's real early on in the game.
You know, I podcasted before any of them from my RV in Austin, Texas, in 2005.
Are you tooting your own horn?
I would get drunk and podcast.
Yeah, shut up.
I did.
All right. Nobody cares.
Oh, fuck off. Fix my mic, you fucking hack.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, brother.
Okay,
take care.
Go fuck yourself. Greg Henson. So this sick fuck, I give him the mic and all that shit, and then he clearly is an idiot. because the show started and it sounded terrible. So then he like bailed on the mic. And then when I checked, I finished up the night's broadcast last night and I go, oh, I want to check out how it's sounding. And he's not using the mic. And I'm like, oh, no, what is. So I made a comment. Hey, what's going on? And they, so I am going in there with, and I'm going over his setup with a fine tune. Hang on, guys, call me back. Eric Zane, you're live on the show.
Hey, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Ah! What an asshole. Nick says, tell him we will listen when he invests in some reliable equipment. I'm trying to facilitate. And, you know, he just got let go. He's got a lot of anxiety. Think about that. You're in a spot where your life has been upended. Yet, you have to go ahead and perform. You have to get out there and figure that shit out. You have to talk. You have to do something creative and get it out there as quickly as possible. All while you were just thrown under the bus. And that's tough. That's not easy. I've been there. So I always feel for people that are dealing with that. But the guy that he does that show with, I've talked about this before, Walters, he was the guy that I approached when I started podcasting, because I was fired on January 4, 2019. January 6, Sunday, was the first time I podcast. But for a period of like 7, 8, 9 days, I wasn't sure if I was going to be podcasting regularly. The phone call I made to Walters when I said, okay, so you podcast every day, right? Yeah. Oh, wow. Boy, that seems hard. And, you know, he explained to me, he kind of gave me like a little pep talk. So that's the connection there. And plus, I talked yesterday about how I knew Mike years prior at Drew and Mike show. But Greg's a good guy. He's funny as hell. And I like him. Keep it up and EZ will break another piece of your equipment, Tyler says. When I hear TDC, I just think the podcast is about weed. Oh, wait, that's THC. All right. So that was part of my evening last night after we finished up in outstanding Big Fraud Wednesday. Lots of high points. Lots of good jokes. I think on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, our very own Nick in the arena, he was a giggly fucking bastard. And he really leaned into the idea that if you own a home or a business or some type of vehicle, or perhaps a motorhome, that the easy way to get rid of it would be if a act of God happened to it. And cause that thing to, well, be destroyed. Essentially, he's promoting fraud. Alan says, I'm still laughing about Nick's final word. Yeah. Nick gave us the final word with a fun fact. You'll have to check it out at patreon.com/Eric Zane. But Nick's final word was a story about a beloved family member of his who was in World War II. And you won't believe it. Alan says he's still laughing about it. I don't know what's funny. I will be on Who Are These Podcasts coming up on Saturday. If you subscribe to their YouTube channel, you can see it live. If not, you'll have to wait till the next day when they publish the audio. It'll cost you a few bucks to sign up to be a YouTube member. If you want it live, usually there's 200 or 300 people that are watching the live stream. Carl reached out and said, will you, you down for a period on Saturday. I'm like, all about it. I go, what do you want me to review? He goes, well, I'll let you know, but if you want, if you have anything in the chamber for free beer and hot wings, we're always willing to hear that. And I go, well, I just so happens that I just came up with some great material. Actually, it was suggested to me by MAGA Pat, and that was free beer's virtue signaling. And we covered that yesterday on Who Are These Free Beers? And I just published the audio today on Patreon for the latest edition, show number 76, which is titled Something to Do with Free Beer's Virtue Signaling. And it's funny because he used to do that all the time, but I think he's gotten to be more subtle about it. But it's still the same thing. I titled the show Free Beer's Virtue Signaling Masterclass. When we were on the air together, so Free Beer is there, Hot Wings is here, I'm here, and let's say we were doing a news story about a typhoon hits, or there's a hurricane that destroyed something. And Greg would always reference this. He would say things like this, and he did it more than once. He would go, wow, you know, suddenly that sizable donation that my wife and I made to Doctors Without Borders seems really insignificant. It was that, like, stark and blatant. And Hot Wings and I would wrinkle up our noses like, what the fuck? Are you, huh? Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. My God. And he did that a lot. And I think there was one moment in time on the show when we went, God, you're great. Wow, that is so cool. Tell us more about the things that you're doing from a charitable point of view. Please, please drop that in subtly like that more often about how fantastic you are to your fellow man. And he does that, and I featured it as part of my clips for Who Are These Free Beers last night, and I'm going to get the video version of it to share with the Who Are These podcast audience. Anytime I can get an opportunity to show people how much of a douchebag this guy is, one of the biggest phonies on the fucking planet, I will do that. Yesterday, Ben Glaze also featured a Steve story where he set it up by saying, hey guys, I was a hero. And then he took us through minute after minute of painstaking detail. And I don't want to steal the thunder on the segment, but Ben and I started to keep a running count of how many details that were not necessary for the story that our pal Steve shared on his story. And I am, oh boy. Someone needs to go up that show's ass with a wire brush. Someone needs to quit kissing that show's ass and say, yeah, you're only here because of Eric. This show sucks. And you're only going to be able to exist off of your previous performance as a heritage show for so long. People are starting to get it. This show is shit. Tyler was there for it when we covered it, and he writes a ridiculous amount of unnecessary fluff to that story, 100%, and zero laughs, none. We have the third pinball orgy coming up Saturday. Part of that is our first ever Eric Zane Show podcast pinball tournament. I should get asshole Henson to attend the pinball tournament.
It's telephone number.
Ah! I don't want to dox him. You can tell Henson is my shiny new toy. We're like peas and carrots. We're best buds. The pinball tournament is Saturday at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. This is what I want you to do. I want you to plan a night with you and your pal or your gal pal or your SO or whatever or the kids. Doesn't matter. First off, listen to this night. It's fantastic. 7 p.m. at the Rockford Corner Bar. Okay. We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have beers. You're going to have beers. I'm not going to have beers. Hey, you're on the podcast.
Did you call to apologize to me?
No. I wanted to let you know. I don't know if you're doing anything Saturday. Well, what could you possibly be doing? But there's a retro arcade with like pinball games and asteroids and track and field, the shit that we used to go to 7-Eleven and play when we were kids.
We used to go to Simulation Station at the Oakland Mall.
Outstanding. Get Nikki and whoever else, maybe your kids and their girlfriends or whatever, and we're going to go there Saturday night and we're going to have a pinball tournament. It's one of my sponsors.
I would love to, but I'm going to be in Florida, brother.
Okay, yeah, you got a MAGA rally you're going to or some shit?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, we're going to have our Project 2025 meeting.
Okay, good deal. All right, I figured I'd invite you while I was promoting it.
I appreciate it. Let's do it again another time.
I was just telling the audience that you are the shiny new toy. You're like my new best friend.
Well, we're dog guys. We got dogs in common.
Dogs and firings and podcasting.
Yeah, and bad microphones.
All right, fuck off.
All right, fuck yourself.
7 p.m. Rockford Corner Bar. It's going to be awesome. And then we'll just walk down the street over to Pinball Land afterwards. Alan in Wisconsin is here. His baby boy Henry, not even a month old. I finally canceled my Fancy Idiot membership. They have a box to explain why you are canceling. I let them have it. Amy will be at the pinball event. She says, I'm not sure that I can get Mr. Amy to come out, though. What the hell? It's like he's 80 years old. Oh, my God. What does he do? Just sit there and look at his phone and look at porno? I'm disgusted. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Another opportunity to promote the great food giveaway. Number 6. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a great time. If you want to help support the cause, there are several ways you can do it. Literally, we're passing around the virtual hat. If you've got any cash, you drop it in the hat. And then when it comes to the giveaway day, December 23rd, we will have all of the food purchased after we've collected thousands of dollars from you, the audience members. You're giving all of the money to me. And then I take all of that money, I buy the food at the Standale Meyer with help of Mike Ball from MB Distributing. He distributes Little Debbie cakes everywhere. And then we're going to take the food all boxed up over to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV on Tuesday, December 23rd to give it all away. Every car gets a turkey. They get a bag of potatoes, they get gravy, they get corn, they get rolls, and a pie. We also have food, pet food to give them that the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance has collected from their donors. And we have, believe it or not, feminine hygiene products that will be purchased with money that we get. I mean, you're giving money for the food, and then we're also taking some of that money to buy the feminine hygiene products. I can tell you that 100% of every dollar that you give goes towards either food or feminine hygiene products. And all it is audience members, typically chat members, who show up to distribute it. It is part of this whole Eric Zane Show podcast community that has somehow carved a place out to have all of this, and now 6 years running. Year one, we gave away 100 boxes of food. Year two, we did give away 200. Or was it? Okay, this is year six. I think year two, we also gave away 100. Year three, we gave away 200. Year four, 150, year five, 150. This year, it'll be 225. We figured out the sweet spot, the demand meeting the amount of meals. So let's go over the easy math here. So that's 400, 600, 700, 925 meals now after this year. That's a lot of food. A lot of food. Bob writes, I forgot to include the email I sent this morning. The beginning of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show was chock full of sniffles because they were talking about the holiday break-ins. Well, you know what it is. It's laugh, think, cry. You got to, every day, you're expected to laugh, think, or cry. Oh, my God. I can't wait to share that with my new best friend, Greg Henson, about Free Beer's advice that every day you need to laugh and you need to think and you need to cry, which he ripped off from that asshole basketball coach. I forget his name. Dick Vitale or Jim Valvano. What a horrible piece of advice. Every day you got to laugh, think, cry. Shut up. Anyway, if you want to help out with the great food giveaway for the live chat audience members, I have it all there in the chat. And I include it in the show notes of the audio podcast. And right now, we have three contributors. We got nothing yesterday. It always starts out like this, slow. We have three contributors, and we have given away $200. Mike Ball, I'm still waiting on him. I think I just have something wrong on that. Hold on a second here. I don't know why it says PayPal Searcy. It should say search. Glad I caught that. Anyway, Mike Ball will give us the dollar amount that we will need for 225 meals. I expect this to be in the neighborhood of $3,500 to $5,000. Piano finger banger with the question, are the break-ins even legit? I've always had my suspicions. When I worked there, yes. I have no idea about now. I would think, yes. The only thing that we would do that was not, it was theater of the mind. Like if Freebeer would have to leave the radio station to go do his break-in, he would just walk out of the room and make the phone call. And then just stay out of the room for a period of time to give you the illusion that he was actually there. But there was always people. Yes, I can't say with a clear conscience. I can't even float the idea that they're fake. The only thing that I ever witnessed with my own eyes as being fake was the tears and the sniffles. It was a calculated. I never witnessed anybody crying. I would always witness him. Actually, he would be positioned in front of the microphone, and then at a key moment, he would go. And I was always so off-put by it. I was like, ugh. But I don't know. Maybe he cries now, but I never saw that. Thank you. As one rolls in, Amy has liked a payment that Rebecca made. So thank you so much for that. She didn't actually make a payment. She liked the payment. I thought she made a payment, and I'm sure she will. But so I wish I would have looked at that before I commented on it, because now I look like an asshole. Anyway, Amy did. She sent along $50. I appreciate you. So that is now four people have donated. We are up to $250 collected for the great food giveaway. Well on our way to getting our goal of, I don't know, somewhere between $3,500 and $5,000 to pay for all this food. All right, even if it's just a few bucks, if you're one of these folks who listens to the podcast later in the day on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you know, there's a lot of the most of the people that pay attention to this show are the silent majority. They choose not to participate. And that's totally cool. They just like listening to it. They enjoy what the hell we talk about. Yeah, if you feel so inclined and you want to help out, even just a dollar is incredibly helpful. If times are tight, I get it. Give a buck, give two. I don't care. We have the numbers. All right. I know how many people pay attention to this show, so we absolutely have the numbers to do it. So thank you so much for even thinking about it. And let's say you okay, Eric, easy. I cannot afford $1. No problem. No problem at all. Donate your time and come help us hand out food. That would be awesome. December 23rd, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV in Grand Rapids. That is a Tuesday, December 23rd. We meet there at 1. Food giveaway starts at 3. The cars start lining up before 1. There's going to be cars 1.5 miles long. Incredible. What a day. And if we're lucky, we will see Megan drop the hammer on folks who are down on their luck. And the problem is, occasionally you will have someone who I mean, they might not have a great scenario at home. Megan says, that makes me sound like a dick. Well, and she wrote, ha ha. What I meant by that is, if anyone offers up lip, if any of the food recipients offer up either lip, back talk, or guff, three entirely different things. Lip, back talk, or guff. Depending on the intensity of either one of those, of those three, there will be an appropriate response. Now, none of that, none of the response is disrespectful because it's coming out of Megan. But she's firm, all right? You don't want to give her guff, back talk, or lip. She's been trained by children and Brian. And when any of those members of her family give her back talk, guff, or lip, rest assured, they're going to get something in return. All right. So that's what's top of mind with your old pal EZ. Word to the warning, Bruce is next to me, and he is behaving like he has to go to the bathroom. And he's staring at me right now. So that might result in a break in the action at some point. I'm just warning you now that this could happen. Last night, Alex Ovechkin scored his 900th goal. Last year, near the end of the season, he broke Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. Of course, he did it in many more games than what Gretzky did it in, but that's okay. So he's the first player to ever score 900 goals in the NHL. And so it was a crazy goal. I'm not going to show you that, but it was a crazy backhand goal. But the guy that was the goalie for the opposing team the puck is in the net. And he grabs the puck and he steals it. He puts it in his, like, goalie pad pocket or some shit. And people are like, because that's a milestone goal and it's probably going to be worth a lot. So he tries to snag it on the ice. He's stealing the puck on the ice that the guy just scored on him. So the goal goes in. He's like, oh, shit. He turns around. He picks it up out of the net and sticks it in his goalie pads to see. Hopefully no one will notice. This is how that worked out. Got the camera right on him. He's got the puck in his hand.
Beasty fella, isn't he? And he does some things. Watch this. After the goal is scored, he's got the puck. Watch what he does with the puck. He's going to keep it in his pants. I don't know if he wants to sell it on the open market or not, but they're not going to get that puck from Binnington, but that is until linesman Michel Cormier came over and said, hey, we know you got the puck, buddy.
Good job catching that. There's cameras everywhere, guys.
Tremendous.
His eBay account would have been popping off after this game had he pulled that heist off.
Easy fella, isn't he? And he does some things.
That is incredible. Wow. I mean, I can absolutely understand the attempt, but you run a real risk there of looking like a fucking idiot. Oh, absolutely great. All right, Bruce has calmed down. I think he's caught his second win. I think we'll be all right. Tyler says he had his eBay listing ready to post before the game. LOL. Bob says, bold move. Let's see how that plays out. I've read that one. Brent Bull Brain Chris says, how did that get in there? Absolutely awesome. So he gives the puck back, all is well. Three more men arrested in the Michigan Halloween terror plot. This was the one where late last week, like on Halloween, the feds raided some guy's home in Dearborn and arrested a bunch of Arabs. Iranians, I think. I don't know. Whatever. No, they were ISIS members. And then their attorney's like, yeah, they were just, you know, playing video games. They were just talking on the video games. You know, it was no big deal. The feds are like, fuck you. That is bullshit. Here's the latest going on with this.
We begin tonight with a new arrest in connection with an alleged terror plot that investigators say could have devastated Metro Detroit. Good evening and welcome to 7 News Detroit at 11. I'm Carolyn Clifford.
And I'm Mike Duffy.
The latest suspect is such a puker.
Suspect is named in a federal complaint, and he's the brother of another man already charged.
The complaint also reveals disturbing details. Two of the suspects repeatedly visited Cedar Point in September and searched for multiple maps of the park.
7 News Detroit reporter Brett Cast has the latest developments on this shocking investigation.
This is that guy with that square jaw. Look at his fucking head.
One neighbor here on Horger Street tells me they did see the FBI.
It's like he's got a massive underbite going. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.